Napoleon Hill gives us 6 definite practical steps to follow. 1, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. It's not sufficient merely to say, I want plenty of money. Be definite as to the amount. There's a psychological reason for definiteness, which will be described later. 2, determine exactly what you intend to give in return for the money you desire. There's no such reality as something for nothing. 3, establish a definite date when you intend to possess the money you desire. And 4, create a definite plan for carrying out your desire and begin at once, whether you feel entirely ready or not, to put this plan into action. 5, write out a clear, concise statement of the amount of money you intend to acquire, the time limit for its acquisition, what you intend to give in return for the money, and describe clearly the plan through which you intend to accumulate it. 6, read your written statement aloud twice daily, once just before retiring at night, and once after arising in the morning. As you read, see and feel and believe yourself already in possession of whatever your goal happens to be. Now, it's important that you follow these instructions to the letter. Play this part of the cassette over until you have it etched in your memory, because this is by far the most important of the 13 principles. Napoleon Hill's statement of it ends with these words. Through some strange and powerful principle of mental chemistry, which he has never divulged, nature wraps up in the impulse of strong desire that something which recognizes no such word as impossible and accepts no such reality as failure. The second principle is faith. You never would have even thought of your main desire unless faith were tugging at your mind, and if you find it difficult at times to have faith in yourself, you may be certain that you can have faith in these principles. Napoleon Hill writes, faith is the state of mind which may be induced or created by affirmation or repeated instructions to the subconscious mind by conscious autosuggestion. By summoning over and over again a mental image of yourself already having accomplished your main desire, you will muster the faith you need. Faith is vital to accomplishment. The Emperor Napoleon once said, all the scholastic scaffolding falls as a ruined edifice before one single word, faith. Pascal said, faith affirms many things respecting which the senses are silent, but nothing which they deny. It is superior to their testimony, but never opposed to it. Goethe said, epochs of faith are epochs of fruitfulness, but epochs of unbelief, however glittering, are barren of all permanent good. Anders Schlegel put it, in actual life, every great enterprise begins with and takes its first forward step in faith. Have faith that you can accomplish that which you seek, for you would never have decided upon it unless it was meant for you to accomplish.